Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, empowerment coach and author. Our topic for today is very good. Our scripture reference comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation version, and it reads, "Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good." Many people are lost, searching, and wondering who they are and why they are here. The search for purpose can be an exhilarating yet depressing experience for some, or maybe it was just me. For years, I longed to discover my purpose in life. I searched inside and outside of myself to find it. When I was totally confused, I depended on others to tell me who I was. But others' opinions left me more confused and less satisfied with myself than ever. Why did I feel this way? I felt this way because a created being cannot tell another created being who they are. Only the creator can tell the created who they are and their purpose. The more I chose to listen to others about their perceptions of me, the more frustrated I became until I chose a different route. I decided one day to ask God, who am I and why am I here? These questions literally changed my life. Beloved, the only way you can truly know who you are and your purpose is to go to God, your creator. We are all unique, and there is no one else in the world quite like you. No one can explain the intricate details about you. The only one that can do that is God. And God knows that you are very good. He said so himself. Wow, what a confidence builder. Before we can do anything or work our way into his good graces, God looked at us and said we were very good. Actually, God affirmed his son in the same way, Jesus, the savior of the world, before he did one single work. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" I also like the New Living Translation that says, "And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy.'" Mind you, God approved of Jesus before he did any great work. Guess what? God approves of you just the way you are, and you bring him great joy. Sometimes I must remind myself when I feel like I failed or I'm not feeling up to par, which happens quite a bit, that God loves me and approves of me no matter what. God loves us point blank, period. My prayer is that we all come to know more of his great love for us each and every day by spending time with him. He longs for us and is waiting for our call. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you for tuning in to the Finessa Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at www.finessaempowers.com. Also, if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, I am so excited. I have a new LP coming out. It's called Naked and Unashamed. And it'll be coming out within the next month or two on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.